The Choice. Clip, clip, copper-brown hair scattered about her bare feet, across her bare feet. Hard fingers on her scalp, tipping her head this way and that. Clip, clip.
"'Tis only hair, d'ye see?"
said Isern, pausing with the shears a moment.
"Hair grows back."
Ricker frowned up at her.
"Hair does."
Clip, clip, and more hair fell, like moments past, moments lost. Shivers set a heavy hand on her shoulder.
"Better to do it than live with the fear of it."
"That's what my father says," said Ricker.
"Your father's a wise man."
"Out of all the men you hate, he's the one you hate least."
Her father gave a sad nod.
"They'll need your bones and your brains when I'm gone."
Old he was, and crooked and grey.
"And your heart."
"And my heart."
Ricker wasn't sure whether she'd meant to let go the string or not, but her arrow stuck into the lad's back, just under his shoulder blade.
"Oh,"
she said, shocked how easy killing someone turned out to be. He looked around, a bit offended, a bit scared, but not half as scared as she was now. She squeezed her eyes shut.
By the dead, her head was hurting, jabbing in her face. Jab, jab, jab. "Keep it, and I see for you a great destiny, a great destiny. Or give it away, and be Ricker. Have a life. Push out children and teach them songs."
Cowrib shrugged as she sucked fish off the bones, and the wind blew up and made sparks shower from the fire down the shingle and out over the black water.
"Cook porridge and spin and sit in your father's garden and watch the sun go down. Do whatever it is ordinary folk do these days."
"They do what they always do," said Shivers. "They die."
Isern gripped her shoulder.
"You must choose. You must choose now."
Pain stabbed through her head, and Ricker screamed, screamed so hard her voice cracked and became a breathy wheeze, a long-drawn rattle. A laugh, Stour Nightfall's laugh, wet eyes on her as he grinned at the audience, dancing, mocking, and a golden snake was coiled around him.
"Break what I love!"
And his sword left a bright smear. A thousand bright smears. She knew where it would be, always. She knew the sword and the arrow, too. She knew too much. The crack yawned wide in the sky, and she squeezed her eyes shut. All she could hear was the clashing of steel, a thunder of voices and hooves and metal and fury. She opened her eyes, and by the dead, a battle. A battle at night, but lit by fires so bright it looked like day. Or was it smoke? Broken pillars like broken teeth. A lion torn by the wind, ragged and stained, and a sun on a broken tower. There was a flash like lightning, a noise like thunder, and men were ripped apart, horses flung like toys. She sank down in terror, sank among the corpses and the stomping boots and spraying mud, and squeezed her eyes tight shut.
"It's already over," said a strange, high voice. "It couldn't be more over."
Strong arms forced her down into the dirt, and she kicked and struggled and fought with everything she had, but it wasn't enough.
"Hold her! By the dead, hold her still!"
Something pressed across her chest, pressed so hard she could scarcely breathe, iron fingers tight across her forehead, pinprick lights burning at her. Bright lights like blazing stars in a midnight sky.
"How much did I drink?"
she croaked out.
"All of it, I think,"
said Orso, putting down the tray. Or was it Leo?
"I brought you an egg."
She lifted her chin a little to give him the eye, but the left eye or the right, she wasn't sure.
"Late yourself, did you?"
Leo smiled, or Orso did.
"I miss you,"
said Ricker. Said it to both of them. But she wasn't sure whether she missed them or she missed who she'd been when she was with them. The Ricker who'd laughed and kissed and fucked and not had to choose. Her face was burning, the left side of her head throbbing. Stink of herbs on the brazier, sickly sweet, so strong she could hardly breathe for it. a long, low crooning, a song in a tongue she didn't know.
"She's no better, witch."
"I made no promises."
"She's worse."
"Her long eye is stronger than I have ever seen. It fights to be free."
"Hear me, girl,"
Carib's voice boomed and echoed as if from a long way off. Something slapped at her, and she grunted and grumbled. "Have you ever seen a thing entire through time? Have you known a thing completely?"
"An arrow,"
croaked Ricca, stirring her thick tongue in her thick lips.
"From its making to its end. When it flew, I pushed it away with my finger. And a sword. And a crack in the sky."
"What was inside?"
"Everything."
She heard Cowrib give a long, rustling sigh.
"It's worse than I feared, or better than I hoped. The wards will not be enough. We must go further."
"Speak another riddle," snarled Shivers, "and I will split your head in so many pieces, no stitching will hold the shreds together."
Hard fingers gripped Ricca's face, pulled her eyelids open, golden wire blurry in the tricking candlelight.
"You must choose," said Cowrib. "You must choose now."
She could smell fire just beyond the mouth of the cave, but she was not in a cave, but her father's hall. Burning thatch dropped from the burning rafters, screams outside the doorway. She saw people at the top of a high tower beneath a bloody sunset. A line of them, a queue of them. One by one they fell. One by one they hit the ground beneath. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap of the needle dipped in the ink. The needle so white and the ink so black. White as snow, black as coal. And Carib's soft singing and the smell of sweat and spice and sickly sweet herbs burning on the brazier. Tap, tap. Someone held her hand. Held her hand tight, and Ricca squeezed it back.
"I'm sorry,"
came the whispering, choking voice, breath hot on her ear.
"But it must be done."
A burning pain in her cheek, and she snapped and snarled, but could not move even a hair's breadth. Stabbing, stabbing in her face, around her burning eye, and men spilled over a snow-pitched hill, an army, while shadows swarmed across the land from the racing clouds above.
"Yes, hold her tight. Calm now, calm."
She stood upon a wharf, rain falling, clothes clammy on her, and a ship rocked and tossed on the unquiet sea, shields on its top strake, battle-scarred, oars struggling like the legs of a woodlouse tipped over as it crawled closer.
"Time to settle some scores,"
said the Nail, all shoulders and elbows and fierce grin, and behind his back he held a knife.
"Scores have to be settled,"
said Shivers, grey hair plastered to his scarred face with the rain.
"But don't expect it to feel good."
And he charged towards a gate, and men charged after him, their boots hammering on a wooden bridge. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap. Like nails hammered into her forehead, and she gasped and twisted and spat.
"I can't stand it,"
she whimpered.
"Let me up. I can't stand it."
"You can and you will."
The bench had ropes around it, and on the polished smooth cave floor salt had been scattered, circles and lines and symbols in salt, candles burning in the darkness, a joke of a witch's cave.
"Here is your couch, girl," said Cowrib. "Looks like a joke,"
whispered Ricca as she walked towards it, stone cold under her bare feet.
"You will not be laughing."
Clip, clip. And the hair scattered across her bare feet.
"Fucking a crown prince is no great distinction,"
Orso laughed, "but being brought breakfast by one." She closed her eyes, strained up towards him, and he kissed her lids, kissed her forehead, kissed her cheek, and his kisses became a numb pressing, then a sharp jabbing, then a brutal stabbing, and she growled and twisted, but she was so weak. Steaming waves on the shore, footprints, burning footprints in the shingle.
"Hold her, then! She's twisting like a salmon!"
"I am bloody holding her!"
This is fine work. It must be fine work.
The bench hard against her hard shoulder blades, and her body rigid and trembling, and the jab, jab, jabbing at her face, and she could see a wagon made of bones rattling along behind skeleton horses. She heard Cowrib clicking her tongue.
That one is done. That one will hold.
Hiss of more herbs on the brazier, and her face stung and sweated and stung, and she was so thirsty, her eye burned. A wolf ate the sun, and a lion ate the wolf, and a lamb ate the lion, and an owl ate the lamb.
By the dead, it hurts, she croaked.
Did she speak?
She said it hurts.
You can tell that just by looking, d'ye see.
Shut up and light that candle.
Why did I ever trust you?
Old men gathered around a bed, a deathbed, a dead king, and her eye burned.
Hang a hide in the mouth of the cave to keep the wind out, now!
A woman stood on a high wall, a terrible woman holding a terrible knife. A man leaned beside her on the stones, and she smiled as she raised the blade.
Break what they love,
she said, merciless, ruthless, and Rickor screamed as the needle jabbed at her face, merciless, ruthless.
Send him down, then.
I've changed my mind,
she screeched, slobbering, desperate, eyes fixed on the needle, trying to twist away.
Too late now, girl.
She sat down beside Shivers, frowned across the fire at the Shanker, gathered in a half-circle, light dancing in their black eyes. One got up, and Shivers reached for his sword, but all it did was sprinkle salt on the cooking fish. A little flick of salt with a neat flick of its crooked wrist.
I can't tell what's real and what's a vision,
Rickor heard herself say.
I can't tell what's then and what's to come. It all runs together like paints in the water.
She gasped at another stabbing twinge through her eye, gasped and retched, but there was nothing to come up. Felt like she'd puked out everything she'd ever eaten, everything anyone had ever eaten. A great building burned. A high dome crumbled inwards, sparks showering into the sky, showering down the shingle.
You must make of your heart a stone, said
Isern. Candle flames glinted in Shiver's metal eye.
I'm sorry.
So cold around her feet, the lake to her calves. She saw her own reflection, a knobbly, clipped head against the racing clouds, turned her face this way and that. Something written there. 11 wards, and 11 wards reversed, and 11 times 11.
How does it look? She asked.
Never mind how it looks, said Isern, frowning. Will it work?
One eye fights the other. Cowrib lifted the needle. You must choose. You must choose now.
Silence for a moment. Stillness for a moment. Rickor stared up at them, the cold fear spreading through her.
Choose an eye?